Loyola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. The second presidential debate will be virtual. I'm Dave Anthony. So President Trump, recovering from the coronavirus, will not be standing near Joe Biden or anyone.
The Commission on Presidential Debates making the change to protect the health and safety of all those involved. It will still be in the form of a town hall meeting, but the candidates will be in separate remote locations.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. The news breaking the morning after the only vice presidential debate.
Frankly, this administration has forfeited their right to re-election.
Democrat Kamala Harris, critical of the corona response, saying she'll only trust a vaccine if scientists say to take it, not the president. Vice President Pence told her,
"Your continuous undermining of confidence in a vaccine is just unacceptable."
They also sparred over taxes and the economy and the environment and filling the Supreme Court vacancy.
The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision.
They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination.
Well, she did not directly answer if they would add more justices. They're prepping for yet another hurricane on the Louisiana coast. Fox's Tanya J. Powers on the Storm Watch live.
Dave, Louisiana is bracing for a possible hurricane for the sixth time this season alone. The National Hurricane Center says Delta, which is now a Category 2, is expected to become a major hurricane again and may bring storm surges of up to 11 feet when it comes ashore on Friday. It's the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented season. Louisiana still recovering from damage left by Hurricane Laura in August, with thousands still in hotels because their homes are damaged. Dave.
Tanya, an American poet, has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Louise Gluck, honored for an unmistakable poetic voice, adding to her many other literary awards, including a Pulitzer Prize. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Again, our top Fox News story just developing. The second presidential debate a week from today has been modified. President Trump and Joe Biden would not be standing near each other or anyone at the town hall format. They would be in remote locations. But moments ago, President Trump told Fox Business Network that he's not going to waste his time on a virtual debate. So this is just developing. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the former Vice President Joe Biden says in reaction. Now, President Trump put out a video last night saying he's feeling really great.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House.
And he says he's going to hope that one of the COVID treatments he took is approved. There is a new Fox News poll out that shows the president, the 10-point deficit now to Joe Biden in the race for the White House.
Biden's lead over President Trump among likely voters is now 10 points, doubling last month's 5-point margin. Biden holds on to more support from Hispanics, women, and younger voters. The president is still the choice of rural voters, as well as men and women without college degrees. And on the heels of last night's debate, 53% find Kamala Harris favorable, 47% have have a positive opinion of Mike Pence. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, the coronavirus has been resurging in parts of Europe, leading to new restrictions. And in the U.S., nearly 40 states have seen rising cases week over week.
Health officials in Wisconsin are fearful new COVID cases could overwhelm their medical facilities. In response, a new field hospital is now open at the state fairgrounds near Milwaukee.
That's Fox's Tom Graham. On Wall Street, stocks could surge. Dow futures up nearly 200 points out of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. Good morning. Let's check weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Wishing all of us health and wellness as we navigate all of this together. Remember social distancing. Together we can flatten the curve.
Mm-hmm.
If the copy is old, I already flattened the curve.
That's right.
Watts Copy Systems.
Flattening my curves now.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Watts Copy Systems 3520428. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Sunshine expected today. A beautiful sunrise down to 47 this evening. We talked yesterday about Mars being close. It's great for stargazing, these conditions. We've got mostly sunny conditions tomorrow with a high of 82 expected, down to 58. And the weekend looks pretty good, too. Just a slight chance for some showers. Let's see. Our current temperature is at 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you saw the vice presidential debate, we're going to get right into it, my friends. It was Mike Pence against Kamala Harris. We are interested in what you thought of it as well at 359-2255, or you can Facebook message us as well. But first, out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's John Decker. How are you?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. How are you doing tonight? Obviously covering the debate last night, and you may have already seen the breaking news. The president says that he will not take part in a virtual debate, which the Commission on Presidential Debates announced would be the case for debates 2 and 3. So it looks like the next presidential debate, at least as things stand right now, will not take place on October the 15th.
Wow, I heard it went virtual. I did not hear the president said he's not going to do. What do you think of that, John?
Bad decision on the part of the president, quite frankly. I realize that he believes his gut is always the right way to go. In this particular case, I don't think that this is the right move for the president. He needs to reset after the chaos associated with the first presidential debate on both sides, you know, between both former Vice President Biden and President Trump. That being said, this was an opportunity to speak directly to voters who have questions and concerns concerning all the issues that are happening right now in the country, whether you're talking about the pandemic or whether you're talking about the economy.
I haven't. I'll be very honest. The whole Zoom thing and virtual hasn't connected with me at all. I don't think it's, the dynamic is so different. There's no real engaging. It's like you speak, he speaks, and it's I don't think he feels in control of it. He says, I'm just not doing it.
Well, look, you know, it's not the first time that we would have had this type of remote debate. It happened in the third presidential debate on Nixon versus Kennedy in 1960. So you have to go all the way back then to see when something like this was going, has already occurred. And the president obviously doesn't like the format, doesn't like, in the president's words, he's not going to waste his time. Again, I think that's a mistake on the part of the president.
Okay. What did you take away from last night?
Well, what I took away from last night is this. Whether you, and it's a subjective thing, whether you think that Vice President Pence won that debate or you think that Kamala Harris held her own or lost the debate, to me, it doesn't matter. It didn't change. Do you think that last night changed any minds concerning American voters and the way they feel about either President Trump or Joe Biden? Me personally, I don't think so. And if that's what, you know, the Trump campaign was looking towards happening, I don't think they achieved that last night.
Any word on the president and will he go out and rally again? Is that happening or do we know that yet?
Yeah. So the president asked the same question that you just asked me less than 10 minutes ago on Fox Business. It's a phone interview that he's doing, and he said he feels great. He wants to go out back out on the campaign trail, wants to go out and do those campaign rallies. So to me, if I had to put my finger on it, I think the president's likely going to be doing that by the end of next week. In fact, if the president's not doing a virtual debate next Thursday, October the 15th, you can bet your bottom dollar that he's going to be somewhere in one of those battleground states talking to his supporters.
Okay, so if we skip this one, then do we go to debate three, or do we put off debate two and do that as debate three?
Yeah, good question, because they're two different formats. So if we skip this one, and then we jump ahead 2 weeks from tonight, which is October the 22nd, if we have a debate on that particular night, big question is, do we keep it as is, which is the same format as the first one, where you have a moderator? Debate number three moderator would have been, or right now is scheduled to be, Kristen Welker of NBC News. Or do you make up what you're skipping in debate number two and have that town hall type of format? That's obviously a decision that would need to be worked out between the campaigns.
Somebody saw me in the grocery store yesterday, but had to lower their voice when they said, "I appreciate what you're doing every morning." But,
yeah.
But looked around like, "I'm going to get in trouble if I tell you that." I mean, well, John, where do we live here? I ought to be able to walk around with an Obama T-shirt and a MAGA hat. I shouldn't get attacked for that.
I agree with you that, you know, it's terrible how partisan and divided our country is right now. If you are a Trump supporter, you should be able to, you know, fly a flag or wear a MAGA hat or hold a sign or anything of the sort. And the same thing goes if you're a Biden supporter. But in particular for Trump supporters, I think that the description that you just had of what happened when you were out and about may be happening in other places around the country as well. And that's why I do believe that the polls that we're seeing right now are not an accurate reflection of what we will see on ultimately, after all the ballots are counted. Because the reason I say that is I think it's deja vu all over again, quoting Yogi Berra. Mm-hmm. We saw this same thing play out at this same point in time in 2016 with Hillary Clinton leading in 13 out of 14 battleground states. And look what happened. Look at the results in 2016.
Well, 77% of Republicans said they would never tell a pollster anything for fear of retribution. That's where we live. There's no way I would talk to anybody about this. So that just means, okay, let's see how the vote turns out and see how long and drawn out it becomes, and we'll see who wins. But man, if Hillary's up 10 this time 4 years ago, why would I believe Joe Biden is too?
Well, that's right. You know, and that's the reason why there are many people that question these polls which come out, even from well-established organizations that stand by their polling. Fox News stands by its polling. I have trust in the pollster for Fox News. I speak to her regularly. That being said, you know, you can understand why there's doubt out there, because we saw the same thing take place in 2016, and in 2016, the pollsters, every one of them, got it wrong. And so that's the reason why there's so much doubt out there concerning what we're seeing come in on a daily basis.
Okay, John Decker, home office today?
Home office today. You know, I got tested for a fourth time in the past week on Monday, and that was a good thing. I'm glad I was tested negative once again, Stevie. You know, more good news. But, you know, look, I think that right now, you have to admit there's a little bit of a hot zone right now at the White House. So I'm glad to be working at home
today.
No,
I think that's a good idea with your Air Force One pillow behind your lower back. Very nice. okay.
It's as if you have a surveillance camera in my office right now, because you just described what I have behind my back.
Kind of creepy. I apologize for that.
There you go.
Maria Bartolomo just reported that Donald Trump won't take part in that 7 minutes late. I just got my Fox alert, but John Decker gave it to us 7 minutes ago. All right, you're the man. Keep up your great reporting. We need good journalism, and you, the man.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk next week, and have a great weekend.
John Decker live near the White House. He lives about 4 miles. Yeah, he sent me a picture of his home office. It's not my fault that I zoomed in on the Air Force One pillow. And I told him I would really like that, John.
Right.
I would really like that pillow. So he sent me M&Ms from Air Force One.
All right.
He sent me M&Ms and napkins and the menu. Okay. How much on eBay for that? All right, ESPN 97.5. 5-7-14. Diane Ducey, a few sports headlines.
All right. On the American League side, Tampa Bay Rays are up 2-1 with their 8-4 win over the New York Yankees yesterday. Oakland A's over the Houston Astros 9-7, making things interesting. Astros are up 2-1 on that. And 3 shutout in the first playoff games. Atlanta Braves are still on a roll. 2-0 was the final yesterday, and 2-0 is the status on the National League side for Atlanta. And up 2-0, the Dodgers are also prevailing. I can't hear myself. Okay, there I...
Because I potted you down.
Thank you.
It's okay. We needed to have a moment of silence here in honor of the debate last night.
I'll just finish with Buccaneers Bears tonight at Soldier Field. Thank you. I'm like, did something happen to my headphones? I don't hear my...
Bears in Tampa.
Yes.
That's big Thursday night football. That's the best Thursday night football they've had. They've been putting some clunkers on.
So your Saints are supposed to host L.A. on Monday. I think they should move that out to L.A. with Delta being right out there and, you know, landfall in Louisiana.
It doesn't look like it's hitting New Orleans at all.
Okay.
It's moved west.
Well, they have this cone where there's a rain,
yeah.
And it could go east or west.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. They play the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Chargers. L.A. Chargers.
And then the confused. Colts in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got to watch Delta. That's a new hurricane.
That's right.
Okay, it's 7:16. My good friends Jeff Facer, John Cauldron are in studio. Jeff Facer, Area-Wide Technologies, how in the heck are you?
I'm doing well, CVJ. It's great to be here as always.
You're a great American patriot, Jeff Facer. You used to bench press more weight than the State Farm Center had.
Okay.
No, can I say, please, because it left an impression in my life, he used to bench over 500 pounds.
Wow.
That's when the bar bends.
Yes, it does. It's a little enlightening to look up and see a bending bar over your face.
And how much did you weigh? Like under 200?
211.
Okay.
You weigh 211 pounds and bench over 500. You know what? That's like an ant. You were like an ant, because an ant can do that with their body.
There you go.
And John Cauldron, tell me who you are.
Good morning, Stevie J. John Calderon, yes, owner of DNDC Telephone Company.
And DNDC does what?
We do telephone systems for businesses in premise-based applications and in the cloud today, the famous cloud, yeah.
Isn't it easy to ask a business, hey, I might be able to save you 35% to 50%, and doesn't everybody hand you their phone bill?
It sounds like a great commercial, right?
Oh, no, yeah. It's true, though.
Yeah, we do. We actually do that today. We actually, Jeff and I sit back and... Jeff is amazed on how we can actually save companies 35% to 50% on their phone.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Think about it. A new phone on your desk, new service, new lines, new infrastructure, all in one stop.
Mm. Who wouldn't want to save money? Jeff, what have you two done?
Well, we've worked together for several years, and we have many joint clients, and finally we realized that data and VoIP, or our cloud-based telephones and regular telephones, go hand in hand. So we formed this alliance and partnership, and we're working together. We're in the same office now, and serving both of our clients on both sides of the aisle with data and with phones.
It just seems to make sense with the synergy of what you do with all your networking and what John can do with the phones. They go together. Now it's a very efficient system. Is that a fair way to look at it?
It is efficient. There's cost savings in doing it because now we can integrate the systems more seamlessly and make the offices run better and ultimately more profitable.
DNDC, John Cauldron, what's VoIP stand for? What is that again?
Voice over Internet Protocol.
Voice over Internet Protocol. So I'm not using phone lines anymore?
You're not. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, but there are phone lines out there.
Oh, absolutely. The old phone lines, the old digital lines are still out there and costing customers a lot of money. Today you have the Internet, which is so powerful. It's just so powerful that we're able to deliver this voice over the Internet. And it's better redundancy, better resiliency. It's just better service overall.
I call a business that I frequent, and occasionally there's a delay. I'll say something, and then they'll answer like a second later. Is that like an Internet thing, or is that... something else weird. I don't understand some of the connectivity sometimes.
Yeah, your bottlenecks, your choppiness from lack of data or professional data installations, which is where Joker and I come in.
I see.
You know, it's like we call it the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
All right.
You know, we're just a great sandwich together.
So, Jeff, tell me, give me an example of a business calling area-wide and DNDC. What kind of things could they be needing, and how much would you encompass at this point?
Well, together, we can virtually handle any client's data and phone needs, from providing internet connectivity, phone systems, servers, workstations, laptops. There really isn't anything that we can't provide. And again, by seamlessly integrating them, we eliminate all kinds of problems that you would otherwise have by having a separate phone vendor and a separate data vendor.
That's smart. Really, whose idea was this now? Come on.
It's actually John's.
John's
We've
idea.
Been working together for several years, and like I said, we have many, many mutual clients.
So okay.
John approached me, and it was a great idea.
Well, it's interesting. It's really a unique bond here. It's really, really cool.
It is a unique bond. It was that we wanted to stay local. Two family-owned companies in Champaign-Urbana. We're not going to admit how many years we got combined together here, but we've been around a long time, and we saw the synergy, we saw the energy, and we got together and we said, let's do this. Let's offer our community, two family-owned companies, veteran-owned companies, let's just do this. And together we can offer one-stop shop, the real termination.
I guess it would start then if a business wanted to, and I don't know any business that wouldn't say, I wouldn't mind saving, you know, hundreds of dollars a month on my phone. I handed you my bill, and you think you can save me 35% off the top. That's got me interested. Who wouldn't want that? So what do they do, Jeff? How do they connect with you guys? How do they find you? How do they call you and at least get a free look?
Yes, absolutely. They can call the area-wide office number or the DNDC office number, and we will set up an appointment, go out, do a free analysis on their systems, and get back to them with some numbers, just like we did with you, and show them how they can save money.
I love the fact that you're both here. I love the fact that it's not an international 800 number. Many of us
and you're
have been
on hold forever.
Oh, my gosh. And you can't find the right person. So I got phone, I got networking, I got everything I need. And if there's a problem, I just call the local 217 number.
Yep.
I love that.
And get a live person.
And get
Always
a live
get
person.
A live
no,
person.
I know.
You
no.
just want your internet to be fast and reliable. Yep. And you guys can help with that. I know you also help with any viruses or people getting in and security.
Exactly. We have a lot of security services. You're exactly right, Diane. And we basically teamed up so we can provide a total solution to our clients.
And it's local, and it's not Amazon, and it's not
Google.
Careful, Stevie J. AT&T, I've got good friends that work for AT&T, but their system's a monolith.
Yes.
It's like, we've just really, and people that try and call the 800 Verizon, whatever it is, it's just not here. You guys are here.
Yep.
I love that. All right, so they can call you guys, area-wide or DNDC, and you're going to hear more about it on the radio as we go along, but who wouldn't want to give John Cauldron their phone bill and have him save them $200-$300 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that with you now, and what do I say except thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great to see you guys.
Thanks
really
again.
Appreciate having
love
you.
Being on the show.
Yeah, we love having you out here, man. I love having a studio audience hang around for an hour and a half. It's great.
There you go. We got good energy.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Jeff.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it. John
you.
Cauldron, Jeff Facer. It's with Area-Wide Technologies and DNDC coming together to be under one roof and cover it all. What a smart way to go. ESPN 93.5, 723.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon's delayed Prime Day is expected to generate $10 billion in sales. Barron's Magazine says analysts are predicting the later date will result in a boost in sales because people will get a jump start on their holiday shopping, and the pandemic has pushed more people to shop online. In previous years, Prime Day was in July. This year, it's a two-day sale, October 13th and 14th. Kroger wants to deliver you meals from its stores. The grocery store chain has opened two on-premise kitchens, one in the Indianapolis area, the other near Columbus, Ohio. British Airways officially retired its last Boeing 747 jumbo jets today. Airline staff and engineers watched the final flight. The planes first flew for British Airways in 1969. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Joey didn't fail. He lost. There's a huge difference. Politico doesn't know the difference, but the rest of us do. Good people can lose. But Joey Kennedy is no failure. He's what the Democrats should embrace. He's certainly what all of his colleagues respected. He deserved more balanced coverage from the D.C. media. He won't tell you that, but I will.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, also known as ACES, invites you to participate in the first ever virtual ACES Family Academies. Spend time with your child or grandchild and experience all ACES has to offer. These free sessions will be posted all summer and cover a variety of ACES topics with hands-on activities that extend beyond agriculture. ACES is more than meets the eye. Register for these free sessions at acesalumni.illinois.edu/events.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Flora Adams-Williams, Physician Assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 727. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for watching. You're welcome to chime in on Facebook Live. Thank you for everybody watching there. Also on our text line, you're welcome to text us at 359-2255. Any impressions from the debate last night? We're going to call George C. He's a guy we have on from time to time, the great state of Texas. He's a seventh generation Texan. I think his grandpa was governor years ago. Happy to have Jeff Facer and John Calderon in our studio. Fun to have them here. Fun to have people on our studio from time to time. In any event, if you have any thoughts on the debate, we will get into that. The fly on Mike Pence's head was real. That was not a prop. It stayed there approximately 2 minutes. And a black fly on white hair really stands out. And your eyes went to it. Did you see that part? It was like, what are you going to do? He probably doesn't know it's there, but my eyes won't go off the top of his head right now. So a tad distracting. Do you want to feed and fuel the world, protect the environment, promote healthy families and children, and do other work that really matters? Are you ready to do big things? You can explore the amazing hashtag ACES culture, hashtag ACES culture, ACES at the University of Illinois. Is more than meets the eye. Schedule your virtual visit, aces.illinois.edu/future-students. ACES at the University of Illinois. Okay, got a break for the news. George C. is a terrific, successful human being down in the great state of Texas. We'll touch on the debate again, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. I thought Mike Pence was incredibly good. And I don't think Kamala Harris, she wasn't bad at all. I thought she was fine. And I think the vice presidential debates, I think you want to avoid moments The probably biggest moment I ever remember from that is back when Dan Quayle and Lloyd Benson, if you remember the 1988, that's a long time ago. Dan Quayle referenced John Kennedy. Lloyd Benson said, I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. It's like, ooh. And it didn't matter because Dan Quayle and George Herbert Walker Bush won by a lot over Michael Dukakis back in 88. So I don't think the VP debate amounts to much. In this case, because of the age of the Vice President Biden and the age of Donald Trump, 74 for Donald Trump, 78 when he's inaugurated for Joe Biden. I mean, it is a factor, and you have to decide whether Kamala Harris could step in and be president. I guess that was her audition, so you can make that call for yourself. Okay. ESPN 93.5. Your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass remind you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repairs. Gerber thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you. Gerber Collision and Glass. ESPN 93.5. The news now at 7:30.
A Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. We've gotten word on what the next slated matchup between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden could look like following the president's COVID diagnosis.
The Commission on Presidential Debates just announced the second debate will be virtual.
Fox's Ryan Kilmeade. But President Trump telling Fox's Maria Bartiromo.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
His campaign saying he'll hold a rally instead of debating. Joe Biden's campaign out with a statement saying he looks forward to speaking directly to the American people and comparing his plan for bringing the country together with Donald Trump's failed leadership on the coronavirus that threw the strong economy he inherited into the worst downturn since the Great Depression. I'm Lillian Wu, and this is a Fox News.
This is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton, and we're super proud to partner with so many amazing local suppliers. Instead of bringing in import beers, we choose to only sell local Illinois brews. We also work with local farmers for our meat and our produce, and local bakeries, too. We're all in this together, guys. Thank you for supporting local. We'll see you soon at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw and Champagne help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today. Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Mass.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job. All right, ESPN 93.5. We're going to have a kind of a home gating thing tomorrow with Moe's, our Stever tomorrow.
Okay.
Will be a fajita meal kit or a taco meal kit.
Okay.
We're going to do that with Moe's. I'll be doing that and giving those away. I'll give out a couple of $100 in food.
I love that idea.
So that's tomorrow's Stever. Stever is the program where you spend Stevie J's money and you keep the stuff. That'll be tomorrow with Moe's, which is on Neal, next to OSF, which used to be Bricks.
Okay.
In front of Harvest Market. That's mm-hmm. it. And Moe's is terrific. Think Chipotle. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like Moe's better. But
my daughter ate there yesterday with got some stuff for Seth. I mean, the really bowls are stuff. So popular.
ESPN 93.5, let's check your beautiful weather forecast.
Up to 78 with sunshine, 53 clear conditions into the evening tonight, up to 84 tomorrow, down to 60, partly cloudy over the weekend as we teeter around 80 and down to around 60 in the evening. A chance of rain, it gets bigger, I guess, on Sunday at 20%, but still pretty good forecast for us. Enjoy the fall forecast and the harvesting that's going on. Our temperature's currently at 50 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Okay, so fracking. Fracking is where you use technology to break into rocks and stuff on land without drilling for oil. It's big in some of our northern western states, North Dakota. There's a lot of fracking in Pennsylvania. And so fracking can be, you got to be careful, can mess up water. So you do have to be careful. There are careful ways to do fracking. So last night, one of the issues was, what about fracking? This is Kamala Harris a year ago.
My family lives in western Pennsylvania, where fracked gas wells have become a common sight. Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Okay, so she's in favor of banning fracking. Last night...
Sure. So, first of all, I will repeat, and the American people know, that Joe Biden will not ban fracking.
Okay, so that's what she said last night. And then Joe Biden, over the course of the last year...
No more, no new fracking.
Like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping...
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out.
Okay, so there you go. It's very contradictory, very confusing. Who knows what they want to do, but they say... They're not going to ban fracking, but they have said they're going to ban fracking. Here with all the smart stuff, it's our friend, political analyst, Annandale Capital co-founder and chairman. He is George C., seventh generation Texan. How are you, George?
I'm great. Great to be with you. Love being on your program.
Well, we love having a good Texan because when it all goes south, I'm moving to Texas. So there you go.
Well, you should. We'd love to have you down here. We've got plenty of room.
Well, as a guy from Texas once told me, and I think I told you this story, he said, where are y'all from? And I was in Texas. He said, where are y'all from? I said, I'm from Illinois. He said, I know what that is. That's in northern Texas. So...
It will be soon.
There you go. There you go. All right. What did you see at the vice presidential debate last night, George C.?
Well, you know, this is more an American comment than a partisan comment. I was really proud of both people. I thought Mike Pence did a great job. I think he won the debate, but it was close. And I think Kamala Harris, as liberal and left-wing as I think she is, I think she did a good job, and she masked her way crazy left-wing views on fracking and packing the court and tax policy and everything else super well, and it was civil, and it was not out of control, and I salute the moderator and the two participants. I think it was really a nice event, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I thought it was substantive and good, and I'm proud of both people, and I think Pence won, barely.
They said next week's presidential debate is going to be virtual, and then Donald Trump has just said he's not doing a virtual. That's so right. I guess there's no second debate.
Yeah, that's crazy. Both of those are crazy. They should not do virtual. He will not be infectious next week. And with social distancing, it doesn't matter anyway. And they need to go back to their toolbox and retool and get him on the stage and not be a virtual. That's ridiculous. They should both be there. We should have a debate. We need three debates. The American people deserve such, and that decision is really ill-founded and needs to be reevaluated.
Okay, George, we've got so many things out there. If the Democrats sweep and they keep the House, they take the Senate, take the presidency, because they're going to be so angry about the confirmation of soon-to-be Justice Amy Coney Barrett, packing the court means that instead of the 7-2, essentially. 7-6-3 advantage, I guess, if you count John Roberts, who I don't think you can count anymore. But it's definitely going to lean conservative. He kind of turned into a sleeper seller. I don't know what the heck that was. I thought he was going to be the best Supreme Court justice ever. He turned into David Souter.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Well, exactly. Anyway, so it's still going to be 5-4 conservatives. So the Democrats packing the court means they're going to put four liberals on the Supreme Court because the Constitution doesn't say a number. It's been 9 Supreme Court justices for 150 years. Packing the court is what they cannot answer and will not answer, because if they say we won't do it, the left will go crazy. If they say we're going to do it, the people won't vote for them. And so they're not going to answer that. And then to turn Washington, D.C. into a state and Puerto Rico into a state, adding 4 Democratic senators, means the Senate will always be. They're going to do so much in 2 years, it won't matter at the midterms. Would it be too late?
Yeah, they're just... I don't have words for how radical the Democratic Party has become. And for all the people listening in on your program this morning who don't like Donald J. Trump, and there's many, let's face it straight out, he behaves himself in such a way that many people are very offended by him. I don't care. Vote for him anyway, because the alternative is horrible. It's back to the whole thing of, do you drop the nuclear bomb on Japan, or do you invade and have 1 million Americans lose their lives liberating Japan and ending World War II? You've got to pick the lesser of two evils. You've got to vote for Trump, because everything the Democrats are doing is horrific. And packing the court is un-American and unprecedented. We've had 150 years of the same number of justices, and the whole thing of we're going to change the rules because we lose is un-American. It's ridiculous. And what's going on right now is crazy. And just because Trump is so mercurial and so volatile doesn't mean you don't vote Republican. It's really very straightforward in my viewpoint right now. And I'm coming off a little more emotional than I usually do, just because the stakes are so high and just because the election looks like Democrats are going to run the table on everything right now. But there's 25 days left, and people still have time to decide. And the choice is stark. It's very, very different. And no matter what Kamala Harris says or Joe Biden says, they're going to govern from the radical left against 80% of the American people. And so people should consider that when they go into the voting booth.
Well, again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think, is kind of the de facto spokesperson for Democrats right now. I mean, when it came down to pushing, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, it was her voice that came out over Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And do you think the far left is kind of holding their nose, so to speak, to put up with a right-winger like Joe Biden until he gets in? Wink, wink, you'll get your way then?
He's not a right-winger. He's a moderately left person, and he's gone far left to get his nomination. And AOC and all her people are the power behind the throne. Joe Biden is not completely coherent. He's not mentally acute completely. And the far left of the Democratic Party will be running the government, and that's what you're going to get if you vote for Joe Biden. And everybody should be thinking really, really strongly about that before they go to the voting booth. Because as much as you may dislike Donald J. Trump, he's governing better than Reagan, believe it or not, from a conservative and Republican standpoint. So if you like judicial restraint, if you like lower taxes, if you like lower regulation, if you like the private sector being preeminent and the economy growing, there's no choice to make. It's very clear. So people should really look at that really distinctly and clearly, and before they go in the voting booth. It's not a hard decision. It's really not, if you're not emotional. You got to get emotion out of the table and look at what the issues are.
Well, George, I think Joe Biden is a right winger if you look at AOC's perspective. He's way right.
Well, from that perspective, sure.
what I meant.
That's right.
It's crazy.
But that's the only perspective he's right winger from.
I know.
Right?
No, that's right. No. He used to be a moderate left guy, but no, they've been dragged. The whole party, I don't even think the Democrats and progressives should be said in the same sentence. It's a different party, but they're being dragged way far. Good Democrats don't know where to go because they've got to go that far left. They're not comfortable with no prison, no borders, and no police. George, was it your grandfather that was the governor of Texas?
Yep. It's the first one, actually, since the Civil War. So We've become Republican in the last 30 years, and hopefully we keep it. It's getting more contested these days.
I know that. So are you here prepared to announce your candidacy, George? When will you be running?
Within 10 years or never. One of the two. We'll
okay.
see.
Okay. Hey, listen, I always appreciate having you on, George. We appreciate you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's George, S-E-A-Y. George C. is how it's pronounced. Political analyst, Annandale Capital co-founder and chair. His grandfather was the first Republican governor since Reconstruction. So it's, he said it's Republican state or has been kind of turning purple. More Hispanics live in Texas. It's much closer than it used to be. Of course, back in the day of, you know, Lyndon Johnson, it was a solid blue state. Used to be Democratic all the way. Then it went red. And now it's kind of turning, and obviously, if you lose Texas, it's over. The Republicans would never win again. It's that close in the Electoral College. All right, quarter till, ESPN 93.5. Let's check your sports headlines, Diane.
All right, on the American League side, as the playoff series continues, the Tampa Bay Rays are up 2-1 on the New York Yankees with their 8-4 win yesterday. Oakland A's beat the Houston Astros 9-7, so they're hanging strong. Astros are up 2-1. Off to the National League side, we had the Atlanta Braves shutting out Miami. In fact, 3 shutouts in the first 4 playoff games, which is unusual to say the least. Yeah. And the Braves are up 2-0. And Los Angeles Dodgers are up 2-0 also with their 6-5 win over the San Diego Padres. In the French Open, Novak Djokovic wins and will continue on. We have NFL action tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Soldier Field to take on the Bears.
The Bears.
The Colts in Cleveland will be in action on Sunday. LA's Chargers are in New Orleans on Monday. We think Hurricane Delta heading for Louisiana.
Was that, when is it supposed to hit down there?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so probably be through.
Right.
Just depends.
It looks bad.
There's a Hurricane 2 now? 3? It hit Cancun, I know.
Right.
But it's now back over the Gulf, gaining strength as it does over warm water.
Right.
So, Okay, 359-2255, you want to chime in? What do you think of the vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence? And I guess it's Kamala, not Kamala. I know it's said both ways, but I think officially it's like a punctuation mark, a comma.
Oh, yeah.
Kamala Harris.
Right.
Is what I got on that. What do you think? Did you think anybody won? Did you think it matters for the vote? I mean, does it really matter who wins the vice presidential debate these days? I think they try and avoid the big mistakes. Jack says VP Pence with a clear win last night. So much that a supposed unbiased debate commission announced the next presidential debate would be virtual, taking away the whole media focus of the Pence win. Well, there's that. It's certainly been big news this morning. The commission said it's going to be virtual. Donald Trump immediately went on Fox Business and said, I'm not participating in a virtual debate.
Right.
So if the commission doesn't do a in-person, then Donald Trump's not going to go. He'll go to a rally.
I mean, why not the format like last night? I think it worked out well with the plexiglass.
It would be fine. They can social
and
distance.
Sitting down gives them more of an opportunity to meet.
It'll be well
to
over
write notes better while the other one's talking, which they didn't do in the first one because they were rude and interrupting.
Well, and you definitely had a much better civil debate last night. It was so easy and clear. I thought Vice President Pence was really good.
And I liked the split screen and seeing the person write down some notes as soon as they heard a point. And that's the way debate should be.
Interestingly, the 15 supposed undecided voters that were watching with the pollster, Frank Luntz, were more concerned with Kamala Harris's facial contortions.
Right.
They don't like that.
I know. Sometimes she appeared to be a little smug.
Well, when people say, Diane Ducey is XYZ, and you go, whoa, that's not even close. It's hard to...
You're right.
Because...
Your facial expression is given away.
That is either flat-out truth or flat-out lie, but I'm flat-out uncomfortable.
Right.
It's very hard to hold your cards because you want to jump right in there and tell them. Dorothy says, if you're liberal, Harris won. If you're conservative, Pence... undecided, it did not matter. So you're right. It's not going to really move the needle, is it?
I saw a comment on Black Flies Matter.
There you go. Black Flies Matter.
I was thinking to myself, if I was Kamala and I saw my opponent with a fly, with his white hair, would you point that out?
No.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. You just wouldn't.
Okay.
Mike, you have a fly in your head? That'd be on YouTube for a long time.
I would be.
And then you'd wave it off and it'd go back.
I mean,
and you're going, what do you have in your hair?
It's the same.
Is it some sort of spray?
The awkward moment of your fly being down. And that's happened before.
Yeah, that's a baddie too.
When you don't have a zipper up.
Matt says they'll set up a virtual so Joe will prevail. It is, first of all, I understand the incredible value of Zoom. Because there's counseling going on with Zoom. There's medical doctors looking in on Zoom. A lot of great things can happen with Zoom, but a presidential debate is not one of them.
Right.
You can separate. You need to be in the same room. You need to be looking at each other. Virtual debate at the stakes that are up for this? Totally. John Decker said it's a mistake. I disagree with that. I wouldn't do that either. There's not going to help Donald Trump to go to a virtual debate. In person and live, and if they can't figure it out, you won't do it, I guess.
Some sarcasm. Stevie J thinks Pence won. I would have guessed.
I know. Isn't that a shock? I don't think. I thought Kamala Harris was fine. Her job was to move the needle, just push the ball forward. I don't think she had to be spectacular. I thought she was fine.
Uh-huh.
But she's, you know, when she shakes her head on stuff like fracking, the problem with all of that is that there's video. And everybody keeps all the video. So when Kamala Harris is all about, we're going to keep fracking.
My family lives in Western Pennsylvania, where frack gas wells have become a common sight. Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Okay, she's in favor of banning fracking.
Sure. So first of all, I will repeat, and the American people know, that Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact.
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
So what am I supposed to, they're going to eliminate fracking. Oh, no, we're not. Well, wait a minute. I've got you 100 ways to Sunday that you said you will. Well, you're taking it out of context. And you're going, okay, what do I believe? What you're telling me and your lips are moving or what you said 100 times before?
Right.
And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the real spokesperson for the Democratic Party, tweeted out, fracking is bad, actually. Wink, wink. See you in the White House. Got you. They're going to hold the line because that's all the choice they have is to go with Joe Biden. They know what they get. They know what they got, but they also know they can move him. They can do whatever they want with him because that's what they've been told. Just wait till we get the vote us in. Wink, wink. We got you. If it's all Democrat, it's going to be a real fast 2 years of stuff. And it's not going to be stuff that's going to be very good because they're going to move to ensure they're going to win every election from now on. If you had four Democratic senators, you're going to control the Senate forever, for at least a foreseeable future, because both of the senators in Washington, D.C., if they're made state, will be 98% Democrat in Washington, D.C. So there's two senators there. Puerto Rico will be two Democratic senators there. That's four more senators. That's 104 senators. And you'll have the majority there. And if you put four liberals on the bench in the Supreme Court, you'll have 13 justices. Then you'll have 7-6 is what you'll have in the Supreme Court. So that's what they're talking about. They can't answer the question, will you pack the court? If they say yes, the American people won't vote for him. If they say no, the left will go nuts. They won't answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty fair question. When you're president, are you going, and then Joe Biden said something like, well, what I decide will be what I decide and what will be the issues. And I'm going, what I decide will be what I decide will be the issues. It just didn't make any sense. Anyway, Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got sunshine today. Beautiful and a high 78. 52 our low tonight. Tomorrow up to 84, down to 60 with mostly sunny conditions. Between around 80 and 60 for the weekend with partly cloudy conditions and a slight chance of showers. 51 now, ESPN 93.5.
And if you look at the polls, are they not deja vu all over again from 2016? Hillary had a 10-point lead. I think what they do is they continually bombard you with Biden won, Biden's going to win, Biden's going to... They didn't win. They cheated! They cheated again! All I know is when you see any of these Trump rallies, there's just... It's just the energy and the people. It's crazy. It is very difficult. Barack Obama had some of those, but I don't know if they were that big. But the same kind of energy for Obama, I thought, they were pretty incredible. When Barack Obama took the stage, man, he was a cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a lot of enthusiasm. We filled that stadium in Colorado. That was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
It was 2008. We're not red America, not blue America. We're one America. I mean, the stuff he said was fantastic. But he wasn't what I hoped he would be, which would be some kind of a moderate, and he wasn't that. And then Donald Trump, the enthusiasm from the people. You can't refute it. If Joe Biden had a stadium, I don't know how he'd get it. I just don't think people would run to it. Bernie Sanders would fill it. Bernie'd have all the 22-year-olds. They'd all go.
Well, we saw that on campus when he had a visit, and that was a mile-long line.
Bernie Sanders is a different... I mean, there was real energy for socialism. Unfortunately, I don't think most people understand what that means. They think it's equitable, fair, take care of each other, all these other things, but they don't know the meat and potato of socialism is kind of what we're getting a taste of now when we have to wait for, you know, our fair leaders to tell us how we live, what we do, where we go, how we act, all these other things that have not been part of our fabric. We've been full of liberty and freedom and choices and what we want to do and free speech. And you think there's free speech right now?
No.
Do you think there's free speech right now? Could I go down on campus with a sign for Trump and talk about Trump Pence?
I wouldn't recommend that.
How would that go for me?
Probably get something thrown at you.
Or probably what? Arrested for hate speech or something? I don't know. But man, is that different? It shouldn't be like that, right? This is a place where we exchange ideas, and I am free to express those ideas. And some ideas are horrific, and we see some of that. It is awful, some of the stuff people say. But we have a right to say stuff. There are places in different countries that have little... I can't remember the country I was in. Was it Singapore? Where they had a courtyard where you could go speak your mind in that courtyard, but that's it. And nobody was there, because why would you be? Somebody's going to get me. And in some countries, you just disappear. You can't do this. You can't speak out and say our leaders are full of it. And you can't say that in a lot of places. Well, now you can't go out and say I support Donald Trump publicly for fear of some violence. Unbelievable. Because you're a hater, and you must be stopped because you're a Nazi. Hate must be stamped out, so let me hate you and pound you with a baseball bat. It's craziness. So we'll have a choice, and we'll see what happens. And then, you know what? I love America, and on November 4th, I'll still love America.
Mm-hmm.
And
or November 14th, or maybe Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah, when we get the results.
No, you're right. Good point.
Especially with the mail-in action.
It might be a while. Listen. My prayer would be for peace, my prayer would be for love, and my prayer would be for a landslide. Joe Biden landslide, Donald Trump landslide. So we're not taken through the rigors of cheating and finger-pointing. Landslide. So everybody's happy because it was an absolute just wipeout.
Right.
Somebody wins in a wipeout.
But
fine
what
with
about
me.
That trunk full of votes that didn't...
Well, if it's a wipeout, it won't matter.
Okay.
There won't be enough votes. It just won't happen. So That's, I guess, one way to do it. All right, break for the news. Come back. Feel free to chime in. 359-225-5758.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retirement, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call our office today at 217-352-0117 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Banking Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. 20 teams helped raise the wolf by building their best version of a doghouse, and now you can bid to own one of them. Come by the Habitat Restore at 119 East University to check out all the amazing houses in person and then place your bid online. All the money raised via Raise the Wolf Doghouse Auction will fund future Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information about Habitat's Raise the Wolf Doghouse Auction at cuhabitat.org. That's cuhabitat.org.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough, inspired by the Motor City, topped with premium mozzarella and Mama Jet's secret sauce, then baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Jet's is Detroit-style pizza. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni pizza, just $13.99. Online code PAIR. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to WSJK.